Jerry Bader Show coming up in the next hour. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about the State of the Union address. I also want to talk about, oh, by the way, I have to gloat because I got this right, how the congresswoman who gave the response hit it out of the park. She is, I mean, the Washington Post, Kathy McMorris Rodgers did a really good job. Told you, not a lot of people know who she is. Expectations were low. Again, not because people thought anything ill of her, that she wasn't qualified. Nobody knew who she was. You put a big name out there, and the expectations rise to the name. I thought she did a spectacular job. I really did. Thought she did a great job. We're going to talk about that and talk about the rerun State of the Union and basically his order from on high that the minimum wage be raised to $10.10 an hour. Give America a raise, or whatever phrase he threw out there. We'll get to that starting at 10:06. Something struck me. Was it yesterday or the day before? Look, every year is the 50th anniversary of something, right? There are milestone anniversaries every year. It just seems as though this year, 1964, has an inordinate amount of really big ones. Let me give you an example. And we've talked about one already this year. The Surgeon General's warning about cigarettes. That was 1964. The Civil Rights Act is 50 years old. That's probably the biggest of all the anniversaries this year, the most important and the most lasting. It changed America for the better. Yes, some of the things, quotas, affirmative action, some of the things that conservatives warned about did come to pass. But clearly, it transformed America for the positive in immeasurable ways. There are others. In about 2 weeks, it's the 50th anniversary. This is, boy, the 50th anniversary of the Beatles on Sullivan. It's a Sunday night. You think CBS will just replay it? They should. Why wouldn't you? I've never seen it in its entirety. I've seen snippets here and there. Sullivan was on Sunday night. There are not so good ones. This is the 50th anniversary of Kitty Genovese. If the name doesn't ring a bell to you, it should. It's considered the beginning of the era of the indifferent bystander. She was outside a tenement building in New York being stabbed to death, and nobody did a damn thing. And it was the beginning of that stereotype of the jaded New Yorker who doesn't care about anybody but his or herself. Very, very significant. The Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, essentially the official start of the Vietnam War. That's 1964. I mean, every year has their big 50th. This just seems like a lot. And then there's this one. 50 years ago, one of the ultimate muscle cars, Pontiac GTO, made famous in song. A friend of mine in high school had a 64 Goat. Great car. Just, I don't know, maybe it's just skewed perception. It seems like there are more of them this year. All right, we'll get into the State of the Union in 8 minutes. It's 9:58.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to Jerry.